Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dio Lanier. It's Wednesday, May 6th, and I'm your host, Dr. Lanier. We do this show on Wednesdays. We did it every Wednesday up through March, and now we will go to a twice-a-month format. So we'll have the show about every 2 weeks. From starting today and going forward. And it will be at 3 o'clock as well on Wednesday, whenever the show is scheduled. I'd like to thank you for joining me today, and for more information on me and the services I offer, please go to my website, which is www.drdiolanier.com, and you can find out more. Today we have a great show. It's the benefits of team sports, and we actually have a guest today, Coach Rob Lanier, who is the Florida Gators assistant men's basketball coach. I'm going to go ahead and put him on air. Hello, Coach Lanier.
Yes, Dr. Dio Lanier.
Now, I'm laughing because if his last name sounds familiar, it's because we both have the same last name. Coach Lanier is my husband, and I'm so glad to have him on the show today talking about team sports. How are you today, Coach?
I'm doing great, Doc.
I will try to refrain from calling you honey, and we'll keep it strictly professional for the whole show.
All right, I'll try to.
Okay. So I'm talking about the benefits of team sports today. And as I mentioned, you're one of the assistant men's basketball coaches with the Florida Gators. I actually have some information that discusses the benefits of team sports for children in general, from when they start young and to when they get a little bit older. But can you tell me, as someone who played team sports and specifically basketball, how did team sports benefit you while you were growing up?
Well, you know, I think from early on, I had a competitiveness that fueled my desire to be involved in sports. But when I talk about it, I talk about it from a perspective of some of the principles mm-hmm. that it helps develop in young people that I think that, and certainly it affected me in these ways, and you and I as parents, mm-hmm. There are certain things that we're trying to instill in our children that that I think sports helps contribute to that. And mm-hmm. I think, number one, that is you want it to be fun, and I think we all get into whether I was really into basketball but play football, but because we're drawn to it because it's fun.
Right.
And I think that's the, when you're young, that's the first thing. It's a way to have fun. It's something to gravitate towards. Like, you know, we get a little bit concerned when our two children spend too much time playing video games or watching television, that sports is a great way to mm-hmm. Exercise some of your abilities in a way that's not sedentary
mm-hmm.
and burn some energy so they can go to bed on time.
Right, but, that's right, and be tired when they go to bed.
But I think, number one, the way it helped me and one of the key principles that I think that it helps young people develop is their improving or developing upon their listening skills.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all talk about children being better listeners, listening to their teachers. I think team sports, if it's something that they like and that they gravitate mm-hmm. towards, they have to develop an ability to listen to their coaches,
right.
Number one. So that becomes important. That's something that we talk about all the time with young people. It'll help them in every aspect of their life, whether you're married,
mm-hmm.
Whether you're a parent or a sibling, whatever it is, honing on your listening skills is something that is demanded of you in team sports, because
right.
You have to have a game plan, you have to have a goal, and that goal has to be communicated to the team. And so the better you are at receiving that information, the better you're going to be able to go out and perform, and it's going to be more fun. So,
right, that's right.
So the listening skills become very important. And then the next thing I think that you have to develop, and again, it's one of those things that applies in areas above and beyond the sport itself, but the principle or concept of unselfishness is another thing that I think really helped me as a young person that really came back full circle in my adult life, the concept of being unselfish and how it can make everybody happy.
Right.
And within the team concept, I learned that. And then as I got older and got married and a lot of those things became things that I could reflect upon, because even as a coach, I would preach that's the same principle of unselfishness and how it could be beneficial to the whole.
Mm-hmm.
That if you give up a little bit of what you want, how it could help the team.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in a family setting, it applies really directly. But but having learned that in sports, it was easy for me to conceptualize in the realm of marriage.
Right.
And,
or life in general, even. Yeah, I don't, funny how you should mention that, Coach Lee.
And it's, you know, it's certainly not that I've reached any level of perfection or any of us, but I do think the understanding of the principle is something that I definitely was instilled in me through my involvement with sports.
Right, and I think you mentioned marriage, but it could also be any other type of relationship, as well as later on in school and even when they go out and get a job or in the workforce. All of those skills can be translated and wind up being very important down the long run. And you mentioned that it was important for it to be fun. I think that should probably be the first thing on the list as well. But the importance of burning off energy for the children. But I think that's really very important at this time, now that we have this generation of children who are really fighting a terrible epidemic of childhood obesity, one of the worst we've seen. And it's really important for kids to have a reason to want to go out. And if team sports is something that they're going to enjoy doing, it really not only gets them out there practicing during the games or being physically active at that time, and then also with the parents, if you're going up and down the sidelines or standing up cheering or helping them practice certain drills, or whether it's throwing a football around or, you know, dribbling a soccer ball, whatever it may be, it can help you to get physically active as a parent, as a family, and then also allow you to spend time together. Now, I came up with an article that was on education.com that mentioned about the selflessness you discussed, and they called it ego check. So just from a child development standpoint, children really can be very egocentric. It's all about them and, you know, their needs and what they want. And so with sports, I think that it's important for them to find out that everyone gets a chance to play, especially at a young age when they're starting out, and to help them think about the group as a whole, like you mentioned, and not just themselves, and then also being happy for the success of another player and seeing how it benefits the team as a whole and not just about you. And so you mentioned how that was helpful for you as a player or a participant in the sports, but how do you let's try to develop that in as a coach in players? How do you try to develop them, you know, because a lot of time you happen to be in college basketball, and so when you're looking at high schoolers, they kind of still can have the all about me mentality, or just not even a negative way, but they just, you know, that's all they're having to think about. So how do you encourage them to think about the team as a whole?
Well, it's a process. It's not a there's no single method, but I think the number one thing is you have to do a good job as coaches to articulate or communicate a goal, that you know, a team goal, and certainly at our level, you want to try to attract players to your program that value winning, and certainly winning and being a champion winds up being part of the goal. But the process of getting there is where the real fun lies, and so it is an ongoing thing. But I think when you're talking about young kids, I think one of the key things you just made a great point about the selflessness and taking pride in the success of others. I think that's something that where the parents have to really be actively involved, because I've found in coaching that so many parents live through their children's athletic exploits.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, it would probably be beneficial to a lot of parents for their kids to try to rein in the emotion a little bit and
mm-hmm.
be as objective as humanly parents can be.
Right.
Because it is a difficult dynamic, but if you can help your kids learn how to celebrate the successes of others,
mm-hmm.
the successes of the team, and at the same time, there's a balance between that and obviously this notion of individual accomplishment, which everybody wants to achieve certain things. So you want kids to be driven and to work hard, but if they can do it in a context of other people, you know, whether
mm-hmm.
you're working in a company or a part of a team, or even if you're just in a school environment, to take pride in the successes of other people is something that I think parents can instill at a young age. But I think a lot of times, if parents are always driving their kids to just do well themselves
mm-hmm.
without consideration for others, I think it's very hard to break that down when they get to our level.
Right.
You know, if a kid's 18 years old and they've always seen it through those lenses, it's very difficult to change that mindset. And even though we're faced with that quite often, and a lot of times it winds up being a combative relationship because you're trying to change a mindset that's been established over a very, very long period of time.
Right. So, well, that's actually a very good point, and there's no time that's too young, I think, to start that process for parents. Another thing that was mentioned in this article that I think was really good, it's an article on education.com about the benefits of team sports, were the three P's, and I actually couldn't have put it better myself, but for kids who are being a part of team sports, the three P's were practice, patience, and persistence. And so whether it's showing up to practice on time rather than, you know, trying to skip it and do something else you might want to do, whether it's waiting your turn while you're on the sidelines or on the bench, or whether you're doing a drill over and over to make sure you get it right or the team gets it right, all of those three P's of practice, patience, and persistence really can translate from sports into life lessons. What do you think about those three P's, Coach?
Well, I think those three P's are great, Doc. Practice is extremely important. I think, we talked about fun, and I've always believed that whatever you're participating in is more fun if you're good at it.
Right.
Swimming is much better if you can swim. Playing basketball is actually more fun if you can put the ball in the basket and et cetera.
Right.
So I think it's in order to really enjoy something, it's important to try to be good at it, you know, whether it's golf or tennis or a team sport. So whatever time you can put into practicing it and getting better at your skill level, the more enjoyable it will be to participate in a sport. And so I do think, the patience part is important, but I think even more so than the patience, I think the other P was persistence,
mm-hmm.
and I think that and the practice go together because you're not just practicing the skill,
mm-hmm.
But you're also practicing the drive, to put yourself in competitive situations, and that's one of the things that. At our level, obviously, it's very competitive, but I think it's healthy for young people to compete because the world is competitive.
Right.
And so I think the when things don't go well, to get back up off the ground and continue to try to achieve, I think is something that applies whether you're dieting,
right,
or if you're trying to find employment, or
right.
if you're trying to do well in a class. In school, I think persistence is something that is important quality for young people to learn.
That's right. And I just want to, in case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Healthy Lifestyle Show with Dr. Dio Lanier. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's topic is the benefits of team sports. And we have a guest today, Coach Rob Lanier, who is one of the Florida Gators assistant men's basketball coaches. We were just talking about the three P's as a benefit for team sports: practice, patience, and persistence. And I think some of that, if we're starting young, I think team sports are wonderful. I think I mentioned before that I ran track and field, and so that was a wonderful development for me to have that. But that was in high school. So I think even early on, when kids are younger, having some participation in team sports, like developing those skills that we talked about, is very helpful, as long as it's done in a way that's that really matches the child's maturation and their readiness when they're participating. I think that in organized sports in general, not only are children increasing their physical activity, they're developing physical and social skills, and even when they're early on, kids need to be taught how to throw a ball. I mean, when you're starting at pre-K age children, I mean, they learn how to do all of those skills, and it can be fun for them. But sometimes the demands and expectations of sports can really get in the way of the benefit of the team sports. And I think that's when having a positive mentor or a thoughtful and skilled coach comes into play, can be a real benefit for these children. And a lot of times children may respond to an objective coach more so than the parents at some times, if the coach is really good. And so if you have a positive experience with a coach, it seems that that can encourage young people to go out and learn from mentors down the line, whether it's in school or with jobs or with interests. What kind of qualities do you think are important for youth and coaches who coach young children and adolescents? What qualities do parents be looking for?
Well, I think the number one thing, first of all, is the parents have to be willing to trust the coach before you even get to the point of addressing the qualities of the coach, because it's difficult, again, like I mentioned earlier, for parents to be objective.
Right.
And a lot of times they're only seeing things through their kids' eyes, or you know, everything is slanted towards what they want for their kids. So that would be a starting point, is that they, when they go out looking for a coach, to number one, do it with a willing mind to trust whatever coach that you decide to pick. And I think you would want that coach, number one, to be a person who's passionate, who really cares about the sport, number one, and then number two, cares about young people and displays an ability to do that. And I think that would manifest itself with a certain level of patience, that this person does have an obvious passion for whatever that sport is. He has an obvious, or she has an obvious passion for young people and teaching them. And then you would want that person to have a knowledge of the sport. And I think the next thing you would want that person to have is the communication skills consistent with whatever the age group is. I think there's a lot of young people that would do a better job coaching young kids than I would. I've been a Division I basketball coach for 20 years. But I don't think I would do a good job with fifth graders.
Right, or maybe the YMCA basketball team.
I probably wouldn't be as effective. I do know that about myself, and I wouldn't I wouldn't recommend myself as a fifth grade coach. But so I do think you want to find in that person a certain patience level and a communication skill that is consistent with the age group, and a certain fairness that goes with that. And I think those are some of the qualities, certainly, that I would look for and that I would recommend.
Right, I think that's a good point. And also, if your child is showing that they're really enjoying a particular team sport and you notice that they're good at it, what do you think about encouraging the child to play up from the parent standpoint. I use myself as an example. Of course, I'm exceedingly proud of both of our children, but our daughter, she is really good at soccer. And even though our son's playing flag football right now, he really enjoys playing basketball, and he's good at that. At some point, do you recommend, like, trying to seek experiences that challenge them more? Like, for example, in the Y, there is a certain classic league, and then there is an elite league. What do you think about directing the child if they seem like they have a promise in a certain area? How much do you think parents, as well as coaches, should push that child down that area if they're showing an interest?
I think you have to follow the child's lead.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, let's take our daughter, for example, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Kai has shown an ability to excel in soccer at her age level. And now there's a balance between challenging her more by having her go up and the fun that she's having doing what she's doing now.
Right.
And what we would have to do is find, because I do think it would be good for her to challenge herself more, but not at the expense
mm-hmm.
of the enjoyment she's had in doing what she's doing now. So we have to find a balance, but, you know, from a timing standpoint as to when is the best time to try to get her to challenge herself more, because in doing so, maybe she loses some of the enjoyment that
right.
she's experiencing now. And I think that is a balance that comes with knowing your children and knowing where they are, and making sure, like I said earlier, that as a parent you're being objective. And are you challenging them because you want to see them excel,
right.
or because this is something that they really are prepared for and that they need in order, because they're driven by that particular sport? Like, I don't know in Kai's case that she loves soccer.
Right, exactly.
And if she has an expressed love and passion for soccer, then we owe it to her to try to put her in a position to challenge herself. Right now, she's just running around faster than everybody and kicking the ball.
That's right.
And
having fun.
If that should develop into a greater level of passion, if Emery should have a level of passion for basketball and has a skill consistent with that and displays it, then at that point, I think you look to do that. But not because it's what you and I want. And
mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times in with parents, it's the other way around, that they have this passion and desire for the kid to excel more than the kid does. And I think a lot of times there winds up being a little bit of a more of a push-pull relationship with the sport than a true enjoyment for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, watching a kid develop is a lot more fun when they're doing it on their terms.
Right, as opposed to you forcing something on them. So we talked a little bit about persistence before with respect to the children developing that skill, and young people, I should say, developing that skill with team sports. What do you do when your child wants to quit a team after, say, 2 to 3 practices, and maybe they've begged you to, oh, please, can I join this, please, can I join that, and they've practiced a little bit, and then they say, oh, you know, I want to quit, I don't want to do it anymore. What would you suggest, or what do you think parents should do in that case?
Well, in that case, I don't know if I would suggest anything, but I would say what I think you and I should do.
Right.
but in general, I would say that, again, I don't know if we're talking about a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, et cetera.
I think elementary age,
yeah,
middle school.
Well, in Kai's case,
mm-hmm.
or particularly in Emery's case, Emery's 7, will be 8 in June, I want them to do stuff that they like, but I don't want to develop a pattern of, as soon as things aren't to their liking, that they can just walk away from it.
Right.
I think when you make a commitment to do something, there's a certain, it's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want them to learn that principle early, that when you commit to something, that you see it through. And I think it's important for young people to learn that at an early age. I think
mm-hmm.
the way we live in society now, people get divorced easily. They do,
mm-hmm.
And I do think there's a certain level of commitment that you want young people to make, whether it's to a homework assignment, whether it's a team, whether it's a project that you're working on, whatever you're doing, that when you make a commitment to it, I think it's important to learn the principle of, you know, the, one of those three P's was persistence.
Right.
That even when things aren't going my way, that that I have a responsibility to stick with this. And next time I beg my parents to do something, I'm going to have that as a frame of reference.
Right.
That I better be prepared to do this, because the last time I begged them to do something and wanted to quit, they wouldn't let me.
Right. I agree with you. I think that's important, too, having them stick to it, even if they're, you know, because by the time you're buying equipment and that, I think it's, you know, one would be asking them why and getting at maybe there's a reason under what they're saying at the surface. But I think it is important for them to continue on. I know specifically for our children, of course, every family is going to be different, but I totally agree with you that it is important for them to recognize that when we make commitments, we need to stick to it. You know, the teammates may be relying on you, and that's something that's important and will be important for them down the line. So that is true. I have one more question for you. We talked about the benefits of exercise in general, as well as, you know, increasing the physical fitness level, as well as physical and sports skills, and also lots of other things like managing stress, increasing alertness and calm attitude, and exercise is responsible for a lot of benefits in general. But there actually was a study in the Women's Sports Foundation that found out that adolescents who were regularly involved in team sports, or teens in general, were less likely to use drugs than their non-playing counterparts, less likely to engage in sexual activity, and less likely to be involved in abusive relationships. Do you think that growing up, and we have you know, about a minute left, do you think that growing up, that team sports help you to focus on, you know, things and not get distracted by some of the things that could be a distraction for adolescents and teens, that team sports allowed you to take you away from certain elements that were not ideal?
I think for myself, without question, that my passion and love for the sport of basketball affected me in a lot of ways positively, in terms of narrowing my focus on what do I need to do to be the best player I can be, mm-hmm. and the best student that I can become. And those were the two most important things in my life as a youngster, that I enjoyed and loved playing basketball, mm-hmm. and that was first and foremost. I had a knack for being good at school, so I loved it. But those two kind of went hand in hand for me all along, and so I put a lot of time into that, and I really didn't have time for much else. And I'm fortunate that it happened that way for me, and I encourage parents to expose their kids mm-hmm. to team sports, to give them an opportunity to see if they can find something that develops some passion in them that could help them down the road, even if it doesn't mean that they're going to be exceptional athletes or make a living playing sports. I actually have made a living in athletics, but not as an athlete.
Right.
And the principles that I've learned through athletics has taught me the things that I need to know to be good at a job. And, you know,
you
the things that
we talk about.
Love.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I just want to, well, we're actually about to end up, so I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Healthy Lifestyle Show today, Coach Lanier, and I want to remind everyone to tune in. Our next show will be on May 20th, and it will be Health and Wellness in the News. Take care, and see you then.